All right, ready to dive into something kind of wild?
Let's do it.
We're talking 3D printed authentication. Yeah, you heard that right.
It's straight out of a sci-fi movie, but it's real. And it could change the way we think about security.
Big claims right off the bat. I like it. And all from a CHI 2020 research paper. So what's the deal with 3D printing and security?
Well, it all starts with a problem we all know too well. Passwords. Too many, easy to forget, and honestly, not always that secure.
Ugh, tell me about it. I swear I spend half my life resetting passwords.
Exactly. And two-factor authentication, while helpful, can be kind of clunky. Those tokens are waiting for an SMS code. Not exactly seamless.
No, not at all. So is 3D printing the answer? How does that even work for security?
This research calls it 3D auth, and it's a really clever approach. Imagine a 3D printed object, like a keychain or a small figurine.
Okay, I'm picturing it. Is it like hiding a microchip inside or something?
It's even cooler than that. Inside the object is a hidden structure connected to conductive dots on the surface.
Conductive dots, like they light up?
Not quite light up, but they respond to touch. Think of it like a secret code built into the object itself.
Okay, now you've got my attention. How does that actually work for, say, unlocking your phone?
The paper uses an example called a touch block. Imagine a small cube. When you touch specific dots on top, it changes which dots on the bottom become active touch points.
Wait, so each combination of touches on top creates a different set of touch points on the bottom.
Exactly. It's like a secret handshake, but instead of hands, it's your unique touch sequence on a 3D object.
That is so cool. But how secure can it really be? It's not like there are a million dots on a little cube.
That's where it gets interesting. Even with a small number of dots, the number of possible combinations gets big fast. Like, way more than your typical Android unlock pattern.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed that. But what about someone just copying the object? Or, like, watching over your shoulder to learn your touch sequence?
They thought of that. The researchers suggest adding false dots that don't do anything. These decoys make it almost impossible to brute force or copy the object.
So you'd never know which dots are real and which are just there to throw you off. Sneaky.
Exactly. Plus, they even talked about making these patterns dynamic, changing with each use.
Whoa. Dynamic patterns, that's next level. Dynamic patterns that change every time you use them. That takes us right into spy thriller territory.
It's definitely a cool idea. And the researchers didn't stop there. They started thinking about how this tech could be used in everyday life.
That's what I'm really curious about. The paper mentions embedding this tech into, like, regular objects. Instead of a separate token, it could be your house key or even that weird little bobblehead on your desk.
Exactly. They use the example of a 3D printed keychain that unlocks your phone. Or imagine a sculpture in your living room that doubles as authentication for your smart home system.
So it's like security that blends into the background. You wouldn't even know it's there until you need it.
Precisely. They call it integrating authentication into everyday objects. It's about making security more seamless and less intrusive.
I can see the appeal in that. No more digging through your bag for the right token or trying to remember which password goes with which account.
And it doesn't stop at personal devices. They even talk about shared access.
Shared access, like multiple people using the same 3D auth object.
Yeah. Imagine a family sharing a car, each person with their own unique touch sequence to unlock it.
Or coworkers accessing a shared workspace. That'd be pretty cool. No more passing keys around or worrying about someone losing the master key card.
Exactly. It could even add an extra layer of security to existing systems. Like, imagine having a 3D auth object that acts as a physical two-factor authentication for your online accounts.
So even if someone gets your password, they still need that physical object to get in. That's a game changer. But with any new tech, especially in security, there are bound to be, you know, some speed bumps.
Yeah, like what happens if you lose the object? Especially if it's something like a house key that doubles as your authentication.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of stuck, right?
That's a really good point. And it's something the paper does touch on briefly. They mentioned needing a secure way to reset or revoke access, maybe through a separate channel. So like a backup system or a way to remotely deactivate the object if it's lost.
Exactly. You definitely want that peace of mind, knowing you can regain control if something happens.
Absolutely. Makes you think about all the details that go into designing something like this. It's not just about the cool tech, but also the practical stuff.
Right. And speaking of the tech, this research is from 2020. I'm curious, have there been advancements in 3D printing since then that could make this even better?
That's what I love about these deep dives. It's not just about looking back at old research. It's about, like, sparking new questions. What if someone took this idea and ran with it?
Exactly. Imagine the possibilities. Maybe there are new materials or techniques that make 3D Auth even more secure and durable.
Or maybe someone's combined it with other technologies like, I don't know, augmented reality or biometrics. The future of authentication could be pretty wild.
No doubt. This research could be the starting point for a whole new wave of innovation in security.
It really makes you think differently about how we interact with technology and how we protect our data.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what's so exciting about this field. It's constantly evolving, always pushing the boundaries.
Well, on that note, I think we've done a pretty good job of pushing some boundaries today.
We've gone from the frustrations of passwords to the potential of 3D printed authentication, all thanks to some clever researchers and a bit of imagination.
And who knows, maybe one of our listeners will be inspired to pick up where this research left off and invent the next big thing in security.
There you go. That's what we like to hear. So until next time, keep those thinking caps on and stay curious.
And remember, the future of security might just be a 3D print away.